Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And do you count your steps?
I don't count my steps. I'm back to 2 days though, so I'm like,
what's 2 a day?
Going to the gym twice a day.
What do you mean back to?
I did it for a little bit in January, and it's exhausting.
Why are you working out so much?
Because I have my big birthday extravaganza in March.
The one that I was like, kind of. So Monet kind of like, I'm just stating facts. Monet invited me to her birthday.
What is inviting?
Quotes. What does invite you mean? I invited you, either I did or I didn't.
Monet was like, I have a thing, but you don't want to come. I'm just going to tell you now, you're not going to want to come. It's a thing that you're not gonna want to be at, but like I'm inviting you, but you don't want
to
be around.
You know what? This calls back to the conversation about doubling down on my point about when you had the thing at your house with Patty, and I was like, why invite someone to something that you know they're not gonna enjoy?
So why'd you invite me?
Because of the long history of this podcast, you're saying that I never invite you anything, how I always leave you out. So I wanted to let you know this is happening. You can come, but I 98.9% think you're gonna be bored. You're not gonna have a good time. So I'm covering my base. I'm doing your thing. I'm inviting you anyway. I'm doing my thing. I'm telling you, I don't think you'll have a good time. But sure, you can come.
I actually appreciated being invited. It was literally the first time you invited me.
We've literally had many things at my home that I've invited you to. You just said it's the first time I invited you somewhere.
Okay, that was hyperbole. Remember that? Remember our thing? But you do these like your grand things.
What grand?
Bobby, your little Joshua Tree trip.
That was not my trip.
And also a couple of your brunches.
I was invited. I went. What
and
brunches?
A couple of like dinners when I looked up and I was like, oh.
That is not true. Everything is not, you act like I'm this like event planner. Bitch, I get invited and I show up. But also, what Bob is not saying to you, oftentimes my Bob does not receive invitations from things because people often message Bob and Bob doesn't respond. So yes, call Kimberly Chi right now, ask her why because she's like, Bob, and every time she says Bob, it's like, Bob, I always message you and I always go to the come, but you never respond.
That is ableist. Me and Kim are hanging out this week.
I'm sure you are, but I'm telling you why Kim has not invited anybody.
And we're hanging out this week.
And Bob knows.
Me and Kim are going to Oxnard together.
Everyone knows that Bob does not answer his phone and seldom. Look at Jacob. Jacob peeking over that camera like, girl, please.
You answer my phone.
To Bob. Everyone else in Bob's life be like, sure, you answer the phone.
If I'm at work, if I'm like doing something, but look, all these are answers. There's all answers. I missed a call from my mom. And then, look at all the answers I missed a call from Don.
Dieter Ritz.
Dieter Ritz. And that was,
you can't see numbers, no.
That was a lot of red coming up there. And Dieter Ritz, you recorded First Impressions 2 days ago, so that was just in 2 days, Mary, so please.
You're not taking into account, that was what Dieter Ritz and I were having, and you know this, some connectivity issues. I have the curse of the internet around me, the curse of the Irish internet. And so she was calling me, but I was on the riverside, and she was calling. I didn't see the, can I silence my phone? Because if you put your phone on the thing and it, which I did actually take the vibrator off. Anyway, long story short, I'm actually grateful that you invited me, that you finally invited me to one of your legendary, iconic events.
It's not. Stop doing that, because you know it's not. First of all, you know I don't. As I've discussed on this podcast many times, I don't do birthdays. So this is the first time I'm. And it's not. It's not even fully my birthday. It's like a bunch of things happening around the time. Because my birthday is in February, so I don't ever do something for my birthday. So this
is my Jacob. Not even his birthday too. It is his birthday.
Jacob would not enjoy what's good in
Selma. You don't know. So you didn't invite him? Oh, I'm just asking if you invited Jacob or not. It's his birthday. You have the same birthday. It's literally his birthday. Did you invite him or not?
That's so messy.
I'm just asking.
I'm not saying this. I'm not
entertaining. Jacob, did you get an invite for one of his birthday extravaganza?
You know, I went to the bowling one I was invited to. I just didn't feel like going.
The bowling
one? That was Kim. And we did go. You did go to that one.
What bowling one? Oh.
There was another thing?
No. There wasn't.
Then Monet, on my birthday.
There's a story about when Monet had a bowling birthday party and nobody went.
It wasn't bowling. It was just at the clubhouse.
That's the thing in Atlanta. The
all the apartment complexes.
Yeah, apartment complexes have clubhouses.
All of them.
It's also the rent office too.
Yeah, it's weird, but
it's where the pool is.
Community space, yeah.
And also, you would think that these spaces, like when you hear that an apartment complex has like a pool and like a tennis court, you think it's not fancy.
It don't be fancy.
It is. They have found.
Sure, there are fancy ones, but not
the ones we lived in.
Yeah, I don't have a fancy one.
Especially on the ones in London at, it was called Cobblestone Flats when I lived there, but it's been renamed London Park at Rex or something. If y'all want to go see my old neighborhood, I used to live in apartment R6.
Work. Oh my God, do you know the person? You should just do a thing. We should go back to your old apartment and give whoever's there, give them, how old are you?
35.
Give them $3,500. $1,000 for every year.
I don't think I'm rich enough to... I mean, not rich enough. I don't think I'm famous enough to just go to people's houses and assume they'll know who I am.
Let me say something. If you come with a camera crew, I don't think they may not know who you are, but if you come with a camera crew and stuff, they will automatically think it's legit, which it is legit. You're filming it for your own content, and just give them some money.
There was a clip a while back where Lady Gaga went into her old building on the Lower East Side.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was always rich.
And she was like, hey, I'm Lady Gaga.
Right.
Well, I don't know. I had to talk with you last week about someone never being broken. I got my head ripped off, so I don't know if I can speak on her finances and if she was always rich or not, because I don't want to upset anyone.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Someone who's been I don't know if she's always been rich. You're coming to the guy's finances.
I came in the same like Ariana Grande and Taylor Swift, like Armie Hammer. Like they come for money. Allegedly, I don't know if that's true.
This right? This is very. But you cannot speak on their finances.
Oh my God!
You cannot say.
You cannot bang on the table.
You cannot say that. That's inappropriate. You're invalidating their experiences. Anyway, she knocked on the door of like a studio she's living in Lower East Side, and she was like, "I'm Lady Gaga. Can I come in?" I'm like, "Oh my God, Lady Gaga! No, you can't come in."
Word, really?
Yeah, they're like, no, you can't come in with your camera crew.
Word.
She's like, no. She's like, no, you seriously, you can't come in.
You know my old apartment in the city? They still get all my press bags and everything there.
My stuff still goes to Kennedy's place. Actually, a patron lives in Kennedy's old apartment.
No, they do not.
Yes. We got a, they're like, imagine if Bob live at this address in Brooklyn. And I was like, no, but all my stuff got sent to Kennedy. Because as you all know, my old place in New York City, I could not receive packages because I didn't have a lot.
Your apartment was exposed to the street.
Yeah, so if you put stuff in front of it would just get mopped.
Yeah, someone would just take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, even if you put it in the building, that shit would still get mopped.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So this is Sibling Advisory, so stop talking and get to the advisory, mama. I'm going to read the first one.
We have two sound ones first.
Oh, there are two sound ones. So you don't even pay attention.
Wow. She had this brother.
Hi, Monet and Chippy. Just kidding, Bob. Love you both. So I'm 27 years old and I'm starting to put myself back out there again after 5 years on a dating hiatus. I spent that time getting a new job, going to therapy, losing 45 pounds.
Word.
So just being in a good place in my life. So my question is, now that I'm putting myself back out there again, how do I protect myself emotionally when getting involved with people? For example, I'm seeing a guy in an open relationship right now, and I'm scared of falling for him. And I just want to make sure that I'm safe and I'm secure and I'm protected at the end of the day. So any advice would be appreciated. Thanks.
I'll go first. I guess in your 45 pounds, you lost your manners. I don't care what happens to you. I hope you fall for someone who's emotionally unavailable for the rest of their life. I hope you have unrequited love until the day you die. That you go to the movies and you see the movie, and then right before the movie finds out, the film just stops happening. I hope that you have wet socks for the rest of your life. I hope that a lot of bad stuff happens to you. No, I'm kidding. Not Chippy.
Well, you're not anymore. She's all fixed.
You're this feels I'm not saying you are. I'm saying it feels like you're making fun of me.
I'm not. You got it done. You did the thing.
It's not done.
No one knows that. Only you know that.
You just tell everybody your business.
Well, I'm going to get my tooth fixed again for this 30-minute dentist lunch break. This procedure y'all was talking about. I'm in week two of my reparation.
Well, you look great with or without. You look great all sides of your body.
Thank you.
This person. So, I mean, in regards to protecting yourself against this person in an open relationship, I mean, you're going into this knowing that this person is open, and so I mean, you can't control who they're sleeping with and all that stuff. So, I mean, I think if you're getting involved in that, you already know that, like it's not to protect yourself. You're armed with all the information that you need to know. Like, this person's not sneaking this on you. So you continue to pursue whatever with this person. Know that they are open. Like, I, like, you have all the things that you need to know.
Yeah. It sounds like you're asking us to, tell you what you already know and to validate your, so you're like, some, you know, someone like, tell me to go to log off and do my homework.
Yeah.
And tell yourself to log off and do your homework. Yeah. You know what I mean? If you think that hooking up with this guy, if you don't think you have the capacity to hook up with this guy and not be emotionally
entangled
with him, then you need to stop hooking up. Maybe hookups aren't for you. Maybe you're not the hookup girl. Maybe you're actually
a demisexual.
Yeah, maybe you're a demisexual. Maybe you are a long-term committed monogamous bitch. You know what I mean? Yeah. Or maybe you are able to be open with people, but you need to have someone with you as well. Like, that's the thing. You are with someone in an open relationship. You're not the one in the open relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think you know what you need to do. You just want us to tell you what you already know. And we're already giving you information that you probably already know.
Yeah. So, rude nigga. All right, let's go to the next one.
He's Caucasian.
We don't know. These are white idea.
Is it worth it for me to come out to a family that is super religious and sometimes it leans towards homophobia? But I know that they do love me, but I wonder sometimes if they would love me the same if they knew, you know? I moved away from home and I kind of have my own life outside of where I grew up. But, you know, as a queer person, you know, we love our families and it's the thing we want the most. It's sometimes just for us to be accepted by them. And so I guess I'm just asking, like, if that is worth it.
I mean, forget them. It's not like, fuck them. Fuck what you think they want or they need. It's about you. I think you need to think about, will you be a happier person? I don't want to answer for you. But most people would agree that they will be the lightness you feel, the freedom you feel by coming out. I think that you, if you want to come out for yourself, don't think about coming out for anyone else, not your friend, not your cousin, not your sister, not your brother, not your mother, whoever it is. Come out for you if you want to do so, but know that it may come at a cost. You may lose a lot of your family. They may not talk to you anymore. They may shun you from the church, whatever it is, if you still like going to church. There are things that may come with you coming out, but if you know it's going to liberate you and make you happier,
then I think go for it.
Well, I don't think they said that they're not out. They said come out to their family. And I understand that. Here's the thing, you know, I really, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't have a lot of experience in this realm because I never once thought for a second that coming out to my family would result in anything other than me being loved. I never had a fear, never had a qualm ever. I've never struggled with this. I mean, I was nervous but I came out in high school. I came out after the day I graduated high school.
But you also had uncles that you knew that were gay.
Yeah, I have queer people in my family. My mom's queer, my uncle's queer.
Yeah.
I'm not the queer trailblazer of my family. So I got to see a lot of people still be loved. I have some gay cousins. I have some gay.
You know they say gay.
It runs in the family.
It's genetic. Yeah.
It's like diabetes. It runs in the family. Which ironically, if diabetes, you probably don't run in the family. But I think that you need to weigh your relationship with them. Do you think you can have an honest relationship with these people if you're not out? And would you rather have an And then once you think about that, ask yourself, would you rather have an honest relationship or have a peaceful relationship?
Yeah, so I think that you really gotta decide if it's more important that your relationship be honest or that it be peaceful. Yeah.
If you don't think you can have both.
Yeah. And I mean,
because for some people, it is important. Like, I know I can say it for myself. This is just for me. Whenever I'm thinking about my family loving me, I'm like, I want my family to be able to love me for who I truly am, right, not for a projection of what I am.
Yeah.
And I think there is such a thing as like not coming out, but also not lying about who you are.
I don't know. I feel like if you don't come out, there is a part of you that is always kind of lying. Because if you're like not, because there's a part of you that you're just not giving your family about yourself.
Which I don't think we owe our families everything about us.
I don't think, but who you love and who you sleep with and like all that stuff, I think that's a big part of a lot of people's identity. Like when you, let's say you get a wife or a husband, whatever it is, however you identify, and then, but you keep that part of you from your family forever. That is a big part of your life that you're not including.
But if you can't have peace, if you can't have peace with that, like if you can't bring them around your family and also like not be enthralled in arguments and anger and fighting.
For sure.
I think that it is okay to, because even a lot of us have problematic family members. But they're still our family members. Mm-hmm. And that relationship still means something to us because it means a lot to have that. Like, you want to have a relationship with this person, even if they are kind of messy, even if they are anti-vaxxer, even if they are homophobic, you know?
I think I'm a sociopath because I don't. Members of my family who are that, I literally have no tolerance. I have no care to like you.
But maybe it's because you haven't had any particularly great experiences with those people. There's someone who's like their grandma means everything to them, and then they found out later in life that she's a homophobe. Or that she's transphobic.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean? Sometimes you don't find out that people are homophobic or transphobic until it becomes a big social topic in the world. Like until all of a sudden you're sitting down and then you all of a sudden hear grandma say, "Caitlyn Jenner will always be a man." And it's like, whoa, 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 pump the brakes, granny.
He was once great and now he's Brucetta.
Yeah. Is that Wendy Williams?
That's it. I can't.
What did she say? Melinda?
No.
Belinda.
No,
Brucetta. What happened was a while back, Wendy Williams leaked.
Wendy Williams is a fat whale.
Wendy Williams leaked Caitlyn Jenner's her real name, but she thought it was Belinda, and she was like, "You need to raise your kids. That's more important than trying to become Belinda."
I can't.
And obviously, her name was not Belinda, or maybe it was. She changed it last minute because she got mad that Wendy Williams spoiled it, and then she But also, raise your kids, bitch. Caitlyn Jenner's children are grown. Like, full grown. Raise your kid. They're adults.
Well, no. That's not true. Like, when Caitlyn was transitioning, Kylie, I don't think, was even 18 yet. She was under 18. And that's
Bruce's kid. It is still shady to insinuate that you can't transition and raise your children.
It's definitely shady. I was just saying that.
Yeah. What's the woman's name? She's a non-binary. She uses she, her pronouns.
Mona Exchange.
Bodybuilder. And she had a whole...
From Transformation?
Yeah. Anyway, she was
Transformer.
Yeah, she was raising her kids while...
And her kids were great. I don't know how much of it was camera, but I was like, these are really great kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like giving her like dating advice, like giving her outfit choices. Like I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah. Beautiful. Also, yeah.
Have you seen those black people in the Shade Room and like online, like when Wendy, all of her... sickness, like all of her disease and stuff. Like, people are like, well, that's what she gets for all the years of gossiping about people. I'm like, bitch, y'all be gossiping about people at church.
It's just, or in life in general, you gossip about your friends. As soon as one friend leaves the room, you're like, did you hear about so-and-so?
I'm like, so just because she did it, she had millions of people watching, that makes her gossiping worse than yours? No, bitch, you're the same gossip folks, nigga.
Also, I mean, I also don't believe in karma or deeds catching up with you. I don't believe in that. So I just think that she just happened to get sick.
And I believe in karma.
You do?
Energies for sure.
No. No. It's not a thing. If it was a thing, Donald Trump would be dead. Like fucked up, dead, and like devastated and tortured right now. There's no way. And that's why someone pointed out something true. Like, the reason I don't believe in ghosts, because if ghosts were real, white people would never sleep in America after what all the fucking informally enslaved people would do. If ghosts were real, white people would never get a night's sleep in America. You know?
All right, let's go. I'll read the first one. Open your shit up.
You know how to use this fucking thing?
Don't you have your little, I don't have a face like you.
Yeah, exactly. You will never have a face like me, honey.
God, you're ridiculous. Dear Monet and Bob, I'm currently in a light COVID bubble for a work project. I've been talking to a guy on Grindr for about 2 weeks now, and we won't be able to meet up until my project ends. We started we started sexting.
Clearly, and it feels bad for you. I found out today.
Well, yes, that's a fact.
But also, what am I supposed to do? Like, bitch, I gotta get this shit out of here.
If you do vocalizes, the phlegm will clear off of your throat.
Over 45 minutes?
Not 45 minutes. Okay. Anyway, we started sexting, and it's escalated out of the realm of what I can actually do. In the moment when it's hot and heavy, I promise splits, spread eagles, backflips, flip flops, one right after the other. Now I'm nervous that when we finally meet in person, I won't be able to deliver. What do I do? Sincerely, buzzing it down, girl. I'm guilty of this. I have overpromised, underdelivered.
Why?
Because you know, like the heat of the moment, you're like talking to you like, oh yeah, baby. When I do like that reverse lunge onto your dick and saying the most, I'm like, bitch, I'm like, I am offering a service that I cannot provide.
I've had this happen to me before. I do not overpromise, but I have been overpromised before and been like, this was not the tea. Like I think we can do better next time because there was some service that I would like to complain about here.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us, not all of us, a lot of us are guilty of sometimes going a little ham in the sexting, and then like you like read the conversation back later when y'all finish talking, and you like on your bed reading. I was like, oh girl, I was really selling the dream. I was really selling. We're all guilty of that. I mean, as just do your best in the when the things happen, do your best, suck that dick like nobody else can.
Throw that flip flops
back on that
spread
dick.
Spread eagles.
Yeah, if you're the top, fucking bust that pussy down like you are. Fucking Shaquille O'Neal. I imagine Shaquille O'Neal is a good fuck.
Just because he's tall,
big, probably got a big dick.
Do you think that's what makes a good fuck? Just being tall and big with a big dick.
Funny and stuff. I get good fuck from Shaquille O'Neal through the TV.
I get conservative missionary fuck from Shaquille O'Neal.
No,
that's what I get.
I feel like Shaquille O'Neal will lay there and he got bitches like doing all, because I mean, he is.
Yeah, big. He's laying there and they're doing all the work. Well, how does that make him a good fuck?
Oh, because when, okay, nah, tops just lay there, that you knowing like how to like use your pelvis the right way so you're hitting the right spot when they fucking, that is a very, that's a good talent.
Well, first you said just lay there. And I was like, well, he's going to just lay there.
Just laying there and for doing the right pelvic motions, that's important as well.
Man, for sure. I understand that. I don't get that from Shaquille O'Neal. LeBron James.
No, but Stephon Curry.
I don't know.
Him
who
and
that
Aisha
is.
Tyler beats Aisha Curry.
Is he a basketball player too?
Yeah. The light skin guy from the Golden State Warriors.
I know three basketball players: Michael Jordan, Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James.
Muggsy
Bogues. Larry Bird, Muggsy Bogues, Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen. And if you're noticing.
Allen Iverson.
If you notice, I'm naming all people who do not even play basketball. They're all retired. That's how far removed I am. Every one I named is fully retired.
What do you do? Yeah, so that's my advice. Just when you get there, just do the best of what you got, but like really go in on the things you're good at.
Yeah, or just, you know, tone it down when you start texting. Like, don't, you know, just kind of be like, I'm going to bottom. Don't be like, I'm going to split. Just say what you know for sure you're going to be doing. I will be bottoming. And then when they show up, they'll be shocked and amazed.
When you start to top them. Flip the script.
And he's like, I can't even deliver that. Dear Bob and Monet, I'm moving from a Twitter Instagay to OnlyFans star. What makes a good OnlyFans? How to make the best content for my audience? Sincerely, that hoe over there.
Bob, you this is your arena.
You don't subscribe to OnlyFans?
So I haven't had done one in like months now at this point.
Okay, so there's a few people that subscribe to OnlyFans, and the ones that are really annoying are the people who like. So there's this one guy. His name is. Like melanin dick
teaser.
Well, he shows his
okay,
but like he always is on Twitter being like, come to my OnlyFans. And I always go, but I love OnlyFans. OnlyFans shows how much content they have before you subscribe. This nigga has not posted anything for months, and I mean months.
That's so shady.
And I was like, you think people are gonna subscribe to your channel and you've not posted in months? Why would anyone ever do that? You have to post regularly. If you have a schedule, even better.
Yeah.
You want to have a schedule? If you do not post, people will unsubscribe.
Uh-huh.
And or if you post, they will just be annoyed that they get there. Also, I would rather you charge a higher price than have like a $1 OnlyFans and then try to sell me stuff in the DMs.
Yes.
Do not try to sell me stuff in the fucking DMs.
Yeah.
Just charge more money. I also think that, in my opinion, a great amount for OnlyFans is either $5.99 or $6.99 a month. More than that is wild. $10.99 a month is a lot for OnlyFans, especially because
that's like Netflix.
And you're not releasing that much content. You know what I mean? And not only that, but I feel like if you do $5.99, you're probably likely to get more people. This one guy goes on his Twitter, his TikTok, and talks about how much money he makes on OnlyFans. He keeps popping up on my his name is Reno Gold or something. Reno Gold. And this is his.
So I get this question a lot, and it's really hard to answer because, yes, I do make great money, but that happens for a very, very small percentage of people. It really doesn't work out for most people.
Six figures. How much?
Six figures. That's seven figures a year, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I did like 1.2 million in 12 months.
Wow.
So just so you guys know, I'm reading his amount. He made $86,000 in September, $103,000 in August, $112,000 in July. This guy has made $1.2 million, he said, in a year.
I hope he's investing his money. He's young.
On OnlyFans.
Roth IRA.
And I think it's probably because I do not follow his OnlyFans, but he posts a lot of content, I'm sure. Actually, let me find out. You can click on his OnlyFans link.
Marino Gold.
And it'll tell you how many things he's posted. OnlyFans, click. According to this, he has posted 1,000 pictures and 299 videos. This motherfucker.
299 videos. That's not a lot of videos.
That is that's almost a video.
A video a day. Yeah, true.
Take it off weekends. Like, it's like you take it off the weekends. And 1,000 pictures. So in between, he probably is doing a couple of videos a week and over a picture a day for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good schedule. Yeah, and also I would say this, ones that like show, like don't ever complete. You know, people like, you are hard pressed to find a nut, a cum shot anywhere. They just always stroking the cuts off or like short videos. I hate like short videos that are like less than like 15 seconds.
Also, pay the people who are collaborating with you and they'll be more happy to promote it as well.
Yeah.
Also, post like salacious stuff on your
Twitter,
TikTok, and your Twitter. Your post alt. A video of you in your underwear jumping around with your dick bopping around and then be like, the link is in the bio.
The sneaky link, girl.
Take the link if you want to see what's in the bio, or post, you know, something online, and then you can get people to go see more and more and more.
Yeah, post content and show us the fucking nut, and also don't make your videos too short.
But also, and plus, like, don't you? I don't think you want to leave. I don't think you want to leave Twitter. You can't move from Twitter. You need Twitter and Instagram
to feed into
to promote your OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So I would not. It's kind of like I was telling Mateo. Mateo didn't want to do Twitter. And was like, I'm not going to use Twitter or TikTok. I was like, Mateo, you're a comedian. You need to promote yourself. And now he's doing it and his shows are selling out.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation. An innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us, the one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter.
Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Bob and Monet. I live with five roommates and I love them all and got super lucky. My only issue is that one of them doesn't have the best sanitary habits in the kitchen. He often just washes dishes with water and not soap, washes his hands without soap, cross-contaminates chicken with other stuff, and leaves open pecks of raw chicken clanging around the fridge.
Oh my God.
I have tried suggesting soap in nice ways, but he can't really seem to get in the habit of it. I don't want to be seen as the uppity white bitch of the house, but I have pretty bad OCD and I'm 90% sure I'll get salmonella eventually. He's a good friend, but I really need some advice on how I can learn to live with it or break it to him nicely. I avoid confrontation at all costs, so advice on how to change that would be great. Sincerely, Salmonella. P.S. I love you both, even when Monet gaslights.
Okay, this is a matter of safety.
Yeah, girl, you're going to get sick.
I don't think you need to pull... Okay, don't be nasty.
Well, this person does not like to avoid a conversation, yeah. So I don't think they're going to be nasty.
Don't be mean and nasty about it, but be like, hey, guys, you can't... statements. Hey, I'm concerned about the chicken in the fridge because it's raw and it's not wrapped or anything, and I'm concerned about getting sick. So... Do you all mind if we, you know, wrap it up or put it in the freezer inside of vacuum sealed packages or something? Here are some ideas. Maybe this person also doesn't know how to clean.
Yeah, they clearly don't know.
So maybe you can suggest things to them. Say maybe try this.
I'm like, hey, yeah, I just pulled the plate out of the cabinet. I think because I'm not using soap on it, there's still residue on it. So I think everyone needs to use soap when you wash the dishes.
And I am
just water.
I'm a messy person. I am a person who's naturally very messy, but over the years, I'm less offended if someone's like, hey, can we clean up the living room? Because I'm like, you know what? You're right. I didn't clean the living room. I'm a messy person. Mm-hmm. Me and Jacob are both a little bit messy. Ezra is not messy at all. So when Ezra's like, can you please clean your side of the bed? Because I just take my clothes off and I just have a pot. And I end up with like 3 days worth of clothes right next to my bed. And I'm like, I have 3 pair of pants over here, 4 pair of socks. And then when he says, I'm like, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I will clean up my side of the bed now.
You better be sorry.
Anyway, but I don't know if this person has reached that point yet where they can take the critique. But a lot of this stuff seems not only annoying, but dangerous. Like this chicken, like raw chicken is really dangerous.
Yeah, I definitely suffer from a little OCD. I like to clean up a lot. So I understand. I know how much of an eyesore it is when you see like they're like keeping like a little messy. So I know that probably drives you insane. So I think just keep on suggesting things about how, like, hey, so I went to go sit on the couch and... the slippers, you know, like, be sure you're saying things that you're noticing that are stopping you from enjoying the space, and just make suggestions on how we can be better about cleaning it up, and so no one is inconvenienced.
There are also certain things that, like, I'll say this, like, I've just never minded doing dishes. I don't know why. I grew up doing dishes without a dishwasher, so I'm just kind of like, I'll wash dishes. It's not a big deal to me. And if I ever have a roommate who doesn't want to do dishes, as long as they're not like piling dishes up to the sky, I'll just do the dishes. I'll just do them because it really doesn't bother me. Now you can't get on a high horse about it. You can't be like, I'm around here doing all that dishes and blah, 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 blah. But if it's something you just honestly don't mind doing, just do it.
But it's not even about don't mind doing it. It's the fact that you're not pulling your own weight. And now I had to pick up the slack because you're inconveniencing everyone by not washing dishes. Like that, over time, that would get on my nerves.
It wouldn't bother me if it was something I truly didn't like doing, I'd be like, this is starting to bother me. But if it's dishes, I'm like, I honestly don't care about doing it. I will do dishes. Work. It's not a big deal. And again, as long as you're not like, the only kind of dish I don't like is when people cook and then leave those dishes. But if it's like the plates and the bowls and the stuff, I'll wash those dishes for sure.
Good. I'm gonna start coming here and dropping my shit off in your kitchen.
Please do.
Okay, great.
Let's see how that works out for you. I think that's can I tell you a vindictive thing I did one time?
One time?
Just once. One time I was vindictive. Can you believe this? Only one time. Mm-hmm. So I was bartending at Ruby Tuesday in Columbus, Georgia, and this waiter said, I was bartending. He said at the bar, and the rule is like waiters don't serve waiters. You don't serve staff. With the exception of the people in the kitchen have to cook the food, but like we don't serve you. So you do not leave your food at the bar. You don't leave your plate at the bar. Mm-hmm. You don't leave your plate at tables. You take it back to the dishwasher. well, this guy left his plate there. And I said, don't leave your plate here. Take your plate to the dishwasher. He goes, you'll take it back to the dishwasher.
Work. Was he?
I don't even remember. I don't think I think he was. I'm pretty sure he was actually. And I said, oh, you're going to wash this plate. And he goes, we'll see. I said, you are absolutely washing this plate. He left the store. He left the plate right there. Someone came to bust it. The bus boy said, do not bust that plate. So I took the plate, put it in my, exactly how he had it. Took all the dishes. He had like two or three dishes. Put them in my car. I found out where he lived. Drove to his house. Put the plates on his doorstep. And then I left.
Well, how do you know he washed the dishes though?
He washed those dishes.
I would throw that shit away.
He washed. They were nice dishes.
You are crazy. Not found out his address. That's stalkery.
Found his address. Okay, so years ago, me and
the Bronx's Bob's old roommate.
Yeah, we were living together.
Vegan drag queen.
And once we moved in together, we found out that we had two brooms. And it was a pretty small apartment. And Hannah LeBronx was like, oh, we have two. Now, the broom was, okay, so let me tell you where the rooms were. I had a round trash can, but it was pushed into the corner. So you know if it's a round trash can in the corner, there's still a little space because the trash can is not a perfect square. So it's like that little space behind the trash can is where we put both the brooms. And Hannah LeBronx was like, we got to get rid of one of these brooms. And I was like, why do I have to get rid of one of these brooms? And he's like, they're just taking up too much space. I was like, they're not taking up any space. it is a broom. It is behind the trash can. There's nothing else you want to put in that space. It's not taking up a space. It's not.
It's an eyesore.
I was like, it's not taking space from the mop. It's not taking. It is. And then I was like, he was like, I need you to throw away your broom. I said, I'm not throwing away my broom.
Why yours?
And I said, throw away your fucking broom. And he was like, why would I throw away my broom? My broom's newer than yours. I said, okay, but this is my broom. Why would I throw my broom away? So that your broom can be in this house now.
It's such a Bob argument.
I'm wrong. Someone moved in and asked me to throw my broom away.
I was saying wrong. I was like, this is just a situation that you would find yourself in.
So I was like, why would I throw my broom away for you? And he was like, because we don't need two brooms. I said, okay, we don't need two brooms, but the broom's not taking, it's not a couch.
This is only a situation you would find yourself in.
I was like, it's not a couch. It's not a TV. It is a broom. It is tall and skinny. It is vertical and it's behind the trash can, taking up no extra space. I'm not. So we had, this was like a long argument. I said, and we ended up saying, I'm not throwing my broom away. You can do whatever you want with your broom. I'm not throwing my broom. I said, what do you do one day when you move out? And now my dumb ass ain't got no broom. Now I got to go buy a new broom because I done threw my broom away so that you could not look at my broom. Anyway, he did move out and I still have my fucking broom. I had that broom until the quarantine. So the thing happened in New York City during the quarantine where all the bug spray people, the fumigators, stopped coming to the apartments because they couldn't get into people's homes. So our entire building had not been fumigated and the bug showed up. This happened to you in your place?
No, but I remember. Yeah.
So the bug showed up and a massive roach appeared.
That's the one that you and Jacob were fighting about?
Screaming. Me and Jacob were jumping and screaming, trying to kill this fucking, and I broke the broom, and that was the broom, Jacob. That broom that saved our lives.
Oh my God.
Hannah broke trying to get us to throw it away.
This is only an argument that you would have with someone.
Would you have thrown the broom away? What would you have done?
Depending on the broom, I don't know this broom. I don't know how much you love this broom.
But if someone moved in, okay, Andy moves in and asks you to throw your broom away. Not even Andy, someone who you know you won't be living with forever is like, throw your broom away. I don't know how you're making me look like I'm crazy.
I did not say you're crazy.
What would you do if Hannah Brown told you to throw your broom away? Can you please, here it is. I was just cleaning in the kitchen and I noticed that we have two brooms. We have two brooms.
Yeah, my broom and your broom.
Yeah, but we don't need two brooms though. So I think that we should probably get rid of one of them.
But why mine? Oh, sorry.
So I think we should get rid of one of them.
Okay, so you're going to throw yours away or mine?
I think you should throw your broom away I think you should throw your broom away.
Okay, which one is newer?
Mine is newer.
Yours is newer?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I think it's weird I have to throw mine away, but honestly, it's a broom. I really don't care that much.
Good. All right, I got a couple other suggestions too. I was in your bedroom. I don't like your bed. Throw that shit away too. Can you throw your bed away now? Mine is newer than yours.
Are we both sleeping on your bed now?
No, I just don't like looking at your bed.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Takes up a lot of space.
That sucks, bitch.
You're ridiculous. You're not throwing away my broom. And then when he moved, I needed a broom.
You're insane. Read the next question, bitch.
Talk about fucking brew. Bob Monet, for my entire life, I have identified as gay. I got bullied at school for it. I liked all the gay stuff, like makeup, dolls, dicks in my mouth. You get the gist. I moved to college where I met a girl that I love being around. She's funny, cute, and overall a light in my life. I could see us together for the rest of my life. To be perfectly honest, have I been spicy straight this whole time? Sincerely, gazed and confused.
Okay, so have they ever been in a relationship with a man? Oh, my boyfriend and I.
I just scanned past it. They're just gay. They like gay stuff. They didn't mention whether or not they've been in a relationship, but it did say they like dicks in their mouth.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I think you're just on the spectrum of sexuality. You're just like you're letting yourself experience sex and sexuality. You're having a human experience with it. Sometimes you like, maybe later you and this woman will separate and you'll be with another. Who knows? I think that you're just allowing yourself to experience sexuality in a very honest and real way, and I think you should be commended for that. Honestly,
I identified as gay for a really, really long time, and I still say gay because it's just easier to talk about myself when I say I'm gay versus saying I'm pansexual. But then I had some experience with some trans women and being attracted to some like quite frankly butch cis women. And I was like, oh, I think that my attraction is more than just to men. And I just took me a second to be like, you know, I think that I just like more than just, you know, I think I just like more than just guys. And being gay can really be a big part of your, especially when you're coming out and you have to fight to be gay. Mm-hmm. So it feels like giving it up to become, you know, metamorphosis. is a whole thing. So I understand what you're saying, and also you just don't worry, but you're not negating your gayness by your queerness by hooking up with this woman. And also after this woman, you don't have to, when you say you're bi or pansexual, you don't have to prove to anyone how pansexual, how bi you are. It doesn't have to be 50-50. You don't have to like the same, you don't have to like women the same amount you like men. Right. You don't have to lean, you don't have to hook up with people to show, you don't have to fuck girls to show that you're pansexual or bi. That's not how that works.
We need to know.
What are you doing? Prove it. Like bedroom checks?
Yeah. I want to see the penis going inside a vagina or a butthole, or you putting the penis in. I want to see all the things that you do.
There it is. All right, Monet. That was the OnlyFans question. We moved on. We've moved past the OnlyFans question at this point.
Yeah, I think you, girl, just live, do whatever you want. Like you can do whatever the fuck you want, and it's your business.
I mean, there's limitations. So.
Okay, oh, God.
I'm just talking. When this person goes out and kills and says, "Monet said, do whatever I want," you're gonna be looking crazy.
Dear Bob and Monet, I'm a gay 21-year-old man. My boyfriend and I are monogamous, but we've been talking about inviting somebody in for the occasional threesome. I've never done one before. Do you have any advice for my first threesome or about having threesomes when within a monogamous relationship? Can they get messy? Is there anything to avoid? Sincerely, Nicki Minaj et toi.
I've heard recently, I had a conversation with someone recently about your ad voice.
My ad voice?
And you did your ad voice just now.
When
you record ads, you talk different than when you do on the podcast.
Who did you have this conversation with?
It was me and Godoy.
Godoy.
Talking about your ad voice.
Oh, God.
You know your ad voice. You're like,
Yeah.
That's my chicken selects. Oh my God.
All right. Do you have any advice for my first season? I mean, I think honestly, I think you, if you know there are some actions that will happen in the threesome that will make you uncomfortable and make you feel some type of way afterwards, I think you and your partner should have the conversation before the third person comes. Like, if you know that something, if you see your boyfriend kiss this third person on the lips, you know that's gonna fucking trigger and set you off after it's done, and you won't, like, it'll be really fuck you up. You need to have the conversation. You guys set the rules and boundaries for you guys in the parameters of this threesome, and then when you invite the third person, you guys can all make sure everyone's on the same page. But I think setting boundaries of what you don't want to happen is very important before going into it. Next thing you see something, and then bitch, y'all broken up, and then you're done.
You know, sexual dynamics tend to be complementary, meaning they tend to be quite opposite sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, a red wine goes nice with a steak, but then you bring a lot of red wine into the room, and it's like, oh, there's a lot of red wine in this room now. All of a sudden, you know, this is, you don't normally have this much red wine in the meal. And something I've experienced with both my partners is that if we invite someone into the room with us, me and Jacob and me and Ezra are just so different from each other. So it's often kind of difficult to find someone who is interested in both of us because we are such opposites. Mm-hmm. Someone has to have a really wide palate to be into, you know, me or, and one of my partners. But when you are in there, I think if the let's say there's two service oriented bottoms and one top who likes to be serviced. Mm-hmm. I think if the two bottoms are like, let's work together to service this top together because we both like this. This can be a teamwork thing, and vice versa. If there's two tops and there's one bottom who likes to be dominated, then the other tops can be like, all right, let's get together and dominate this bottom here. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's communication. I think that you and your partner have to communicate with each other, like Monet said, but also you have a guest in your home. Like, make your guest feel good. Like, it's not great to go to a threesome and then you there and you're like, bitch, am I here just to watch you two fuck?
Well, sometimes you might be into that.
If that's your thing.
Yeah.
That's the but if that's thing, make them feel like a good guest and like let them watch you fuck. But open and honest communication with them. Make your guests feel comfortable. Make sure your guests are having a good time. And establish your shit with your partner before they get there.
Yeah.
Do not have drama.
Very important.
During a hookup.
Girl,
do not make it uncomfortable for this other person.
Like, you see him fucking cream pie them and you're like, you only supposed to cream pie me, and the bitch that come is still wet on the hole, and y'all start fucking slapping each other up, fucking knuckle hucking.
Like, oatmeal cream pie, bitch.
You know, girl. So yeah, so make sure that you and your partner have set clear boundaries and y'all on the same page, and y'all go in with the right game plan, and so that way no one leaves upset and everyone feels fulfilled.
And literally, again, make your guests feel like a guest. You have a guest in your home.
Yeah.
Treat them like a guest. Be nice to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan approaches you. He says, I want to have a threesome, but only with Monet or Bob. So it's, you can only have a threesome with Michael B. Jordan if the other one is there.
Who's, oh, Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan wants to have sex with me.
With the two of us.
Okay. Oh, Michael B. Jordan wants to go with two of us together. Mm-hmm. You know,
also on his face while you suck his dick.
I mean, if you say Wiz Khalifa, I'm really much more into Wiz Khalifa than Michael B. Jordan. Wiz Khalifa is my ultimate celebrity crush.
Really?
He's so hot. But if you look at Wiz Khalifa, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Looking at Wiz Khalifa. So, but like, Michael B. Jordan is also very hot.
So also on Wiz's face and you suck his dick.
Yeah. Yeah. We could hook up. Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing, Monet's genitals.
Earlier today, we're talking to your mom. You're like, Monet, your phone.
Can I say what was on the phone?
Sure.
So Monet just had her phone like facing me, but it was like facing me, but it was on. And I'm assuming it's a picture that Andy took.
Yeah.
It's just Monet shitting like on the toilet. And I was like,
not shitting.
You were sitting on the toilet, and I was I'm sorry for assuming.
Well, because I often sit peeing down.
Oh, okay.
I pee sitting down.
Did you say shit peeing down?
I said sit peeing down.
So, excuse me for assuming, but when you pee sitting down, does also a little poop come out of your butt too?
No. Because also peeing sitting down is great, especially at nighttime when you don't want to put the lights on and like fucking wake your ass up. You walk to the bathroom, you just sit down and pee.
I'm not advocating against being down.
So do you pee sitting down sometimes?
No.
Never?
If I'm pooping, I don't stand up to pee. So I don't at the end of my poop, I don't stand up
to pee. So when you wake up to go pee at like 2 o'clock in the morning, you put all the lights on?
Yeah, turn the lights on, yeah.
That is so annoying.
I mean, not to me. But yeah, I would turn the lights on. I also want to see what I'm doing. I don't want to step on anything. I don't want to like.
Is there an obstacle course in the toilet, bitch?
Sometimes my socks are in the bathroom or, you know, I don't know. Who knows what's maybe a soap. Is on the ground.
On the floor?
Maybe, you never know. We're not all Mr. Clean.
I don't.
My home is lived in.
I have used your bathroom many times.
That's nothing on my phone.
Yeah.
But also, I Okay, so I don't poop in our bathroom next to our bedroom. I poop exclusively in the half bathroom in the hallway. Mm. So every morning when I poop, I traverse.
Really?
Yes, to go poop in that bathroom. Because I just feel like, I don't know, I just like that bathroom more. It feels more private.
Oh, I poop anywhere. I didn't even go to the bathroom.
But I mean, you'll poop.
I do it in the bed.
You'll poop. But you'll poop at the closest one. You mean?
Yeah, the closest. Whatever.
I have pooped in there, but I prefer to poop in the other bathroom. I mean, when I lived in Washington Heights.
You go to the basement?
Sometimes, not if I had company, I would poop in the basement. But I rarely ever pooped in that
the one by the door.
No, the other one.
Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
In the hallway. Yeah.
Where'd you poop, babe?
The main one where the shower is.
Yeah.
Okay. One more advice.
Dear Bob Monet, recently I've come out as bisexual and received a ton of support from my friends. I want to explore a serious relationship with another guy, but I'm concerned for my family's reaction. I don't want to seem like a DL straight guy, but I don't think he would meet my family because they're low key homophobic. Do I protect him from my family, or does he have a right to meet them? And we deal with the consequences after. I'm more concerned for how they will treat him. Sincerely, by Furious.
Mm. I say be honest with your boyfriend. Tell him, be like, hey, just so you know, my family is homophobic as fuck. And I'm afraid they're gonna make you feel weird. I don't want to put you in a situation where you feel uncomfortable. And he's like, you know what? I want the chance to meet them and make my own decision. Because sometimes a partner is like that. They're like, you tell them all the information, I'm like, I still want you to see that I tried. And then, but as long as they know what they're stepping into, I think everything is cool.
Did Andy tell you how racist his family is?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the tiki torches were, that was like a shock at first, but everything else.
You know, I don't think it's DL. That's not what DL is.
Yeah, that's not DL.
I just want to say that's not what DL is, Mr. Furious. I think that, again, if you feel like you will be putting your partner in an uncomfortable situation meeting your family, like, are they going to, like, I don't know how homophobic are they. Are they low-key homophobic or are they big homophobic? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to bring, this is low-key homophobic, if you're going to bring him home and they're going to treat him poorly, then I wouldn't want to be around that.
I wouldn't either. But sometimes the partner, we'll do this for the partner just to let you know, like, babe, I tried.
If it meant, if Jacob, if the Ritzes were homophobic and it meant a lot for me to meet them, for Jacob, if it was for Jacob's own, like, I'm doing this for myself.
Yeah.
I'm doing this to establish myself as a queer man within my family.
Yeah.
I would do it for Jacob. Now, week one, no.
Yeah.
Week one, I'm not going to go meet your homophobic family.
But I love you, though.
I mean...
I love you.
You are wild. Oh my, wild. There is nothing wrong with saying you love someone. I love you.
No, let's say there is.
I like you.
But I love you.
I like you.
I love you, though. I love you there, baby.
Bitch, give your fucking advice.
No, yeah. I think be honest with your partner. Be honest with your partner. Let them make the decision. Like, be like, hey, my family's having Christmas, they've invited us, but my Aunt Rita and Uncle Sam, they are so homophobic. Like, they're really homophobic. I feel really weird bringing you, but I want to, because I want you to meet some other members of my family, but like, what do you think, babe?
But also, Fulty, set your fucking family straight before you bring him in there.
Absolutely.
Get your family together and be like, I'm bringing someone I love home. Don't embarrass me.
Right.
You're an adult now. I honestly, it took me a while to realize, I mean, I'm not a kid anymore.
Yeah.
And every adult in my life has not always been right. Shocking. I found out later in life. Them niggas be wrong sometimes.
For sure.
You know what I mean? And as I got older, I stopped letting them fucking bully me around. And I don't know if you, but I know in black families, sometimes we let older people in our family bully us around. They be fully wrong, dead ass wrong. And I'm like, I'm not a kid anymore. And if I'm going to be bringing my loved ones around, and my friends around, then I will not have you all being homophobic, being racist, being blah, 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 being transphobic around them. And if you do, we're leaving.
Yeah.
If you do that, we will be leaving.
Yeah.
So I think that you need to gather your family like a fucking chignon and then bring your loved one over there.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that.
Hey, are you going to bring any home?
There's nothing to. Oh, I'm going to New York in 2 weeks, and but he's already met my aunt.
I've never met anyone in your family. This is crazy.
Really?
I've never met anyone in your family.
Well, every time they came, there were two times you could have, but you could. DragCon in New York City, they always would come to my Short Hardware, but you never came to my Short Hardware on New York.
You didn't tell me, but I didn't know they were coming.
Yes, but
you just invited me to a fucking hardware. You didn't say my family's coming.
Yeah, I invited you to the show.
I didn't know your family was going to be there, but I thought it was just a show at Hardware.
Well. Allegedly, I think you knew, but you didn't want to be in my family anyway.
Yeah, you know, I've been avoiding your aunt.
Was anyway, Rose? Rosemont. Well, Annette. Everyone calls her Annette. Annette.
Why don't I know it's Rose? That's so queer. You must have told me at some point.
Honey, because her name is Rosemont Annette Burton.
But y'all would sound prestigious. Rosemont Annette Burton from the legendary house of Burton, darling, from the Burton estate. My name, absolutely, hello there. My name is Rosemont.
Oh my god, Burton.
Burton. Oh my god. Does anyone in your family really say that?
Yeah.
Who?
Everyone in St. Lucia.
They really say Burton.
They do.
Like dead ass.
Dead ass.
Am I ever going to St. Lucia? Will I ever be invited, or just like your party, your birthday party that's not an extravaganza?
Well, why would you go to St. Lucia? You don't like sand. You don't like the beach. You don't like meeting people.
I do like meeting people. You don't even want to invite me.
I have not been to St. Lucia in 3 years.
You take Kamika?
That was in 2014. Kamika and I went.
Answer my question.
When there is a chance for you to go, I will bring it to St. Lucia.
Why have they beat that out of you?
God.
I've been using my whole family.
I've only met your mom.
And my brother.
And Justin.
And my Uncle Steve.
I didn't meet Uncle Steve.
You didn't meet Uncle Steve?
No. He wasn't there. That's why Justin picked him up from the airport.
Justin, oh my God.
Really? Justin. I love Justin.
Me and Justin are going to open a food truck.
Where? In Atlanta?
Yeah.
What is it? What kind of food?
Soul food.
Love soul food.
I want to call it Aunt Bob's.
Yeah, we talked about this before.
I think it's a good idea.
I'm Bob.
Another project for y'all to check me on down the line. All right, bye, bro.
Bye.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.